The White House is out with a new vaccine strategy to steer COVID-19 shots to states where demand is higher. The change means shifting doses away from states where many people don't want them. President Biden said today that he wants 70% of U.S. adults to have at least one shot by July 4th.
That means giving close to 100 million shots, some first shots, other second shots, over the next 60 days. Of course, Americans can still get shots after July 4th, but no one should wait. And let's try to hit that 70% mark, at least with one shot before that day.
To date, about 56% of adults in the U.S. have gotten at least one shot. We'll discuss vaccinations with Dr. Vivek Murthy. He's the U.S. Surgeon General after the news summary. India officially reached 20 million COVID infections today. That is second only to the U.S. and nearly twice what it was in India 3 months ago. Confirmed deaths in India have now passed 220,000. And it's widely believed the actual numbers are far higher. In hard-hit Mumbai, the nation's first drive-through vaccine station opened today to speed up the rate of inoculations. Officials in Mexico are promising a quick investigation after an elevated train track collapsed late Monday, killing at least 24 people. A concrete beam buckled as a train rode over, leaving one of the subway cars dangling over a busy road. Nearly 80 people were hospitalized. Mexico City's mayor vowed to get answers.
The public prosecutor's office is conducting a probe that immediately began last night. But we're also looking for an international company specialized in metro and structural matters to carry on an external technical probe that would lead us to what caused the sad incident.
The Mexico City metro system is one of the busiest in the world. It has had at least three major accidents since opening half a century ago. U.S. intelligence analysts are warning that Afghan women will suffer greatly if the Taliban regains power once American troops leave this year. The National Intelligence Council says that the militants would roll back 20 years of progress. In the past, the Taliban barred women and girls from schools and from jobs and inflicted public beatings. Back in this country, intense storms raised alerts across the South again before moving into the mid-Atlantic. States from Texas to Georgia braced for strong winds, possible tornadoes, and hail. Dozens of schools across Alabama and Mississippi dismissed students early. The nation's average temperature is now 1 degree warmer than 20 years ago. That newly released data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration underscores climate change concerns. It also shows the eastern and central U.S. getting wetter and the West considerably drier. And Wall Street struggled today. Tech stocks sank after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said interest rates might have to rise to prevent the economy from overheating. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 19 points to close at 34,133. But the Nasdaq fell 261 points, nearly 2%. The S&P 500 slipped 28. Still to come on the NewsHour, the NRA suffers another legal blow in its bankruptcy trial. A humanitarian crisis in Yemen leaves millions on the brink of starvation. Stacey Abrams on the future of voting in the U.S., and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.